Hello. I am Mase. I had a fantasy. Fantasy was to learn and appreciate Super Collider programming. I'm not sure if you know about this, but Super Collider is an audio or sound programming language. Here it is. It kind of looks like this. So kind of, yeah. I wanted to do this, and I wanted to be good at it, and I wanted to enjoy it. I will speak a little bit about all the things other people do, not what I do. And this is somehow a story about poetics, community, and computers, all of which I really love. I might also love a little bit of... reverb. Okay, so the story was that this is where I wanted to get to, and then I learned about this device by a company called Monome, and this device is called Norns. It's a very nice aluminium fancy kind of boutique synthesizer sound computer thing, but they also have made an open hardware, open hardware version called Norns Shield, and this is what I have. It's here. I don't always bring it with me, but I often do. It fits in this bag very nicely, and I have a little battery to go with it. It's close to my heart. Wrong side, though. Okay, so regardless, what the hell is Norns? Norns is basically a little shield that sits on top of Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. What the shield has, and you can kind of build it yourself. A friend helped me with all the soldering shit that is really like giving me a headache, but he helped me. And what this shield is, it is that it has a nice audio chip. It has three buttons, three knobs, and a little screen. So that's the kind of what the hardware does. Everything else is running on top of relatively normal GNU Linux system. And I'm kind of more familiar with this like GNU computer things than the synth things, so this kind of speaks to me. And what it does is the whole thing is built on Super Collider. And here's my problem. So I thought, I'll buy this thing, or I'll get this thing, and by using it, I will get to pick up this skill and practice of doing this. But I got sidetracked. I'm still here after 3 years of having this thing. I haven't gotten here very much, a little bit. But so what is I think nice about Norns is that I'll just have a little camera here so that you can see is that, well, we heard and saw earlier today different kind of synthesizers and audio devices that are sample players, synthesizers, and so on. And that's all really great. And I love that, of course. But what Norns, I think, makes a very good design proposition that of the kind of how limited the user interface is. Of course, you can plug in your four USB MIDI things, and I often have something connected here, like a little pocket synth controllers and something like this. But here what we have is a script called Fall, and I guess it's built on some music theory and all these kind of synthesizer nice things that we kind of learned about. But I don't understand any of that stuff. All my music theory understanding is based that I heard Phrygian sounds really evil, so I always choose that Phrygian scale. So that's kind of where it's at. So, but in this script, and all of them have a really unique user interface, which I think, which some person on the internet has made. There's maybe about 300 scripts or something like this is what I have installed. So what we have here is like kind of little leaves falling as the kind of year is progressing, and you can kind of just appreciate the little leaves. And as they hit the bottom of the screen, they make some sound and so on. So this is one implementation, or like this is one thing that somebody has made for Norns. I'll show something which is about how some of these scripts, not all of them, but some of them really appreciate the fact that this is a computer, not a synthesizer, or doesn't try to be a synthesizer only. So I'll go to the menus. Here's my volume menu. I'll go to the mods, and I will. So this thing is connected to a hotspot that I'm running on my phone, which is here in the corner, and I'll just stream audio straight from this thing on the internet. You can go to this address with your browser and you can listen to it. I will probably turn it off later on because I make really embarrassing music, but for the time being, it's on the internet. And this would not be possible on if you were thinking in the mind of what is a synthesizer or what is a drum machine. This is like, no, this is a computer, right? So this is kind of where I, this is just such a kind of a little like a gesture to think beyond emulating stuff and thinking about what could a sound computer be like. That's a little bit where I kind of just want to end. There's like so many of these scripts. Some of them, like I said, are a little bit like, let's say, normcore, and others are very just crazy. I think there was an event here not long time ago, or was it elsewhere, celebrating the life work of Peter Hotterdijk. Was that here, or? This was a synthesizer designer who passed not long time ago from Netherlands, I think. I think it was here. There was an event here in Köln celebrating his legacy. And then many of his very, very strange, chaotic synthesizers are all also implemented in as emulations on Norns. The point there being that the software runs in SuperCollider. And then there's a Lua stack. I'm more like a Python guy, but this Lua I heard is very cool. So the Lua is what interfaces with the buttons, does the kind of system management, and this kind of like sits as a kind of middleware layer on top of SuperCollider. And then you can kind of build, for instance, the user interfaces running Lua. And then maybe here is where I end. So here is a little website that that runs on Norns. So it's running on this Norns.local. It's running, I'm connecting from my computer to my hotspot and then to this thing. So that's very nice to take it to the park. So here, for example, we see one of these scripts. It's called Fall, and that's the one that's running here. So let's just see the Lua sort of thing first. So you'll see here's the script that runs when I select this script. And there's like event handlers for pressing the buttons, or event handlers for like turning the knobs. You can change the sound in this one and so on. And then the SuperCollider side, which I never got into, is here. So this is what is making all the sound that we're now here. All of it is running on the Norns. And then I kind of still hold on to my fantasy of live coding. You can type stuff here. Let me just say. So this is the Hello World program in SuperCollider, and so I have a live REPL to the SuperCollider engine, and also on the other side. So that's like one side of the equation, and then the other side of the equation is the Lua side, where I can also do. Hello worlds. So yes, live coding, programming, nice community making very poetic instruments like the one that we hear in the background, internet, and running stuff on batteries so you take it to the park and not sit at the stupid desk inside. If you want to talk about it, or if there's some other Norns users or SuperCollider users here, hit me up. I'll be happy to show things around and questions. Yeah.